Jack Lamming. C-I on C-I-T-R. Radio Pizza Party. What do you do?
Yeah.
What now?
Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo.
I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Radio Pizza Party. We are
broadcasting.
Sorry, what was that?
We are broadcasting.
From where?
CITR 101.9.
Which is?
The unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples.
No, I actually, CITR is not the unceded territories.
We're broadcasting live.
It's on. At
UBC, University of British Columbia.
Oh, thank you for that. What's your name?
My name is, of course, Tristan Ashy Larry of many types of Ash Wheeler.
Nice to meet you. I'm Jack.
Hey, nice to meet you. We're shaking hands. Let the record show we are shaking
hands. I'm not letting go. My name is Jack. Jack Lamming.
We're doing a... Okay, now we're bumping it. Yes.
We're bumping it. And we have a guest today. What's your name, guest?
It's Stephanie.
Stephanie Kwan.
Stephanie Kwan?
It's Stephanie Kwan.
Wow. Kwan. What's that last name mean? Main in a language.
Isn't she the figure skater? Or do I have my...
I'm thinking Tanya Harding.
No, I did definitely not get Tanya Harding. I was like, was her name Stephanie Kwan?
Nancy Kerrigan.
Are those the only two figure skaters you know?
Yeah,
because one broke the other's leg.
One broke the other's leg, so that's all I know.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so what
cool.
do we do? What do we do on this show, Jack?
I don't know.
And
let's have
you can
Stephanie Kwan
too.
Introduce us. Stephanie Kwan. What's our show about?
Shooting the breeze.
Ooh.
That's if I could sum it up in three words. Can I make a haiku?
Yeah.
You can definitely make a haiku
about
this show.
I think last time you're on, there was haikus happening.
At UBC. Oh, okay, wait. Let me read you that.
Okay, I'm going to count it off.
Yeah, count the syllables, Jack. We're going to hold you to this.
Tonight. Shoe. Ting. That's one line. Carries over.
No, that you're missing one. You're missing a syllable.
You needed one more syllable. It's 5
tonight.
7, 5.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting at
okay
the breeze on radio.
Okay,
pizza party.
No, I feel like I've lost track.
Yes,
was that it?
That's
eight.
It. That's my haiku.
Okay.
That's 5,
it was
5-7-5.
It was 5-7-5.
Can you repeat it? Let's count it
I miss
again.
When the lines started and end.
Yeah.
Shooting the breeze.
Wait, 1, 2, 3.
Shooting the breeze.
Tonight.
Tonight.
On.
So wait. The second line starts with it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's not how haikus work. You
well,
have a
I like,
it's an interpretive
I like it.
Haiku.
It's breaking the form.
Okay.
That's one thing we learn.
Yeah. It's an English thing,
okay,
Jack.
Okay, so it.
On. Radio. Pizza, par, and I choose to end it there. That's 7.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I start with
T. And then the next line. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Jack and Tristan.
I don't know what you're doing
that's
with your
5,
hands.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Somebody call Allen's Ginsburgs.
Yeah.
Well done, well done.
Thank
I'm proud
you.
Of you. So wait.
What
Other
happened?
Than shooting the breeze, what do we do?
What happened just then? Yeah, what do we do, Steph?
What do you do? What do you do? You hang, you talk, you usually pick names from a hat.
Names. Not names.
Abraham
yeah, you pick
Lincoln.
Like topics from a hat.
That's
yeah.
the thing. I don't think of
yeah,
Tristan's
you...
name as his topic.
Okay, he could. It could be. It could be.
The
names
topic
from
of
a
Tristan's
hat.
Life.
Yeah. Yeah, you have guests on, you pick names from a hat, and you... Shoot the breeze.
It would be very challenging to shoot the breeze. I mean, it's first of all, it's air. And second of all, it's always moving. You'd have to be an expert marksman.
Is the breeze in one place?
No. Have you ever been outside? The breeze moves all
no,
around
No, what
you.
I mean is, do you have to shoot one specific point?
One specific molecule of the breeze.
What's his name?
Jeremy.
Is he Spanish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
He's part of a Spanish descendant and then part of
Wait, he's part of a Spanish descendant? What part?
Which descendant?
He is the left arm of a Spanish descendant. He's like a Frankenstein, Jeremy.
It's a Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. So, Steph, how was your day?
It was eventful.
You've also been on other radio shows today, haven't you?
Has she?
No.
Have I really?
Yeah, Jack didn't hear the story. I didn't have time to fill him in. So maybe give it a quick refresher. Don't name names.
You did earlier.
Okay. So this is actually my second radio show of the day.
Wow. Communications.
Yeah. I know. Getting into it. At Radio Canada today.
Radio Canada.
Radio Canada.
Hello.
Tell us
I want to listen to the radio.
En français.
That sounded Italian.
Arrivederci.
Oui. Yeah, so we have an event coming up with the Astronomy Club. Subtle promo.
Yeah, promo
what
your
is,
thing.
Can I promo my thing?
Yeah. Promoting the, promo what is it, the apocalypse?
Yeah.
Are you promoting?
L'apocalypse.
Are you reporting the apocalypse?
Now, will there be fettuccine at the apocalypse?
I want to make a calzone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, we have an event tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
It is at the Museum of Anthropology. No, it's beautiful.
I don't
there.
Go to anything with a three-letter acronym.
Okay. Well. Yeah. For those who do go to things that are three-letter acronyms, it's at the museum. It is a night sky festival watching the Perseid meteor shower.
Cool.
There's a bar. Jack, you like that?
A bar?
Jack, you alcoholic.
Is this a limbo bar?
Yeah.
How low is it?
It's pretty low.
How low can you
give
go
me
is
a specific
real
number in inches.
About 3.76 inches off
from
the ground.
Wow. Who can make that?
I don't know. I guess you'll have to come out and find out. Yeah, so that will be fun.
What time does it start?
It starts at 5 p.m., but there's... Okay.
That's past my bedtime.
That's what I thought.
That's about 8 hours past my bedtime.
Yeah, I
work third shift.
I'm sleeping all the day. I'm up for only 1 hour to eat.
That sounds like depression.
Yeah.
I think I might be.
Good.
Anyways, got a little sad. Yeah, so it's from 5, it goes until midnight. Come look at some cool things in the sky. The meteor shower, Jupiter, Saturn.
Will you be looking at the sun?
Yeah, we will actually. Earlier on in the day, we will be having a solar telescope viewing.
Wow, I thought I was going to make a joke. But
no, it's actually happening.
Do you just blind people?
Yeah, they look at the sun. That's like how we entice people to come out.
Hey, if you want to get blinded, ladies and gentlemen. Come over to look into the sun with a telescope, with a magnifying glass.
A little telescope to see the sun.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we pick a topic?
Yeah. Why don't we pick ourselves a topic?
We're now almost 9 minutes into the radio
show.
Should we pick a topic?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, it's been 9 minutes. So why don't we pick a topic? So we have things between 1 and 17.
We also have a theme song for picking a topic.
That's true.
Yeah, you're the host of this show.
So are you.
Yeah.
See, the thing is I text Jack, hey, do you want to work the boards? No, it's too stressful.
Calls you out on public radio.
Yeah,
calls
me out. Wow, you suck.
He made fun of me once for messing up my first time, and he messes up every.
But you messed up pretty bad. Okay, let's go do Let's Stop and Pick a Topic.
Hey, Tristan. Hey, Jack. Let's pick a topic.
Nice fade out.
Yeah, that's courtesy of Nick Morgan.
Tristan loves to get faded. What are our numbers?
In between 1 and 17, there are a few that we already did that I haven't taken off this list, so we'll just go to the next one lower.
Do you want to take them off the list now?
No, it's going to take too long.
Okay. How many is it?
Set 1 and 17.
Okay, so do between 2 and 16.
I have to pick a number?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, my favorite number is 16. But I feel like that might not be a good topic
because
it's at the end of the list.
Just take it. Just what 16?
It's workplace friendships. Is that worthy of picking?
That's something you can sort of idly chit-chat about.
Yes, but that is the show, so pick a different number. Pick your least favorite number.
My least favorite number?
Between 6 and 9.
Between 6 and 9?
Yeah, sure.
6 to 9.
Let's go 6.
6, what's 6?
Parties.
Parties.
Interesting.
Parties.
Steph, interesting.
I know you're not a fan of parties of any kind.
Wait, what?
70 hates parties.
I just stay home. I wake up for an hour each day, right, Tristan?
I've been to a single party that you were at, and it was my party.
When was this?
My Halloween party.
Oh, the Halloween party.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I didn't like that. What happened, Jack?
I'm not airing that out over radio. Justin, what's your favorite party you've ever been to?
Mine
was July 8th, 1989.
What was happened then?
I don't know. I was three.
What happened then?
I don't know. I'm just assuming it was
your third birthday party?
Yeah, I was born on July 8th.
I don't know. You were July something. June 13th. I don't know.
Anyways.
My favorite type of party is a backyard barbecue with the theme of hell has frozen over, ladies and gentlemen.
Is this a party you've been to?
No, this is my perfect party in my brain.
Who's there? Do you have a drummer?
We have Abraham Lincoln.
Hmm.
We have nice. Henry Fonda.
Wait. Was Abraham Lincoln in hell?
No. yes.
So wait, is the idea that hell is frozen over and everybody from hell is now walking the earth?
Yes.
And these are all people from hell.
Yes.
Okay, so
okay.
Abe Lincoln,
hell.
Henry Fonda.
Lenny Kravitz.
He's alive.
I feel like he's alive.
I know, but he does the devil's work with that, with those hips, am I saying? am I right?
Swinging dingle.
Hey, it's a children's show.
Okay.
The other major guest there is President Jimmy Carter.
Of course.
Nice.
Why'd he go to hell? Was it the peanut farm?
It was the peanut farm.
Okay.
That if you really look close at the Bible, it says peanut farms aren't allowed.
Hmm.
And
now,
then,
what should I spread on my toast every morning then? Because I put peanut butter. Or is it just owning the peanut farm?
Owning the farm, because that is the pure capitalistic dream, which
is owning a peanut
only
farm?
Only peanuts.
Yeah. If you read the Bible, it's very anti-peanut farm.
Okay. Good to hear.
Because,
cool.
Yes.
God hates figs.
And peanuts.
F-I-G-S, to be clear. There's a specific part in the Bible where he says figs are for the damned.
Interesting. Steph, what do you think of figs?
Do you like figs?
Oh, I just had figs the other day, actually.
Fig.
It was rotten, though.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you hate figs? Are you God?
Yes.
I'm God because I hate figs.
Mm.
I like a good fig.
A good fig once in a while.
Like a dried
fig? What
about
a figgy pudding?
Ooh, bring us some of that, Sivu Play, ladies and gentlemen. If you're on air right now, we are on air. If you're listening right now, send us some figgy pudding.
Call in at, what's the number, Tristan?
604-822-2487 or 604-UBC-CITR. How do you get that? How do you get that area code? That's a pretty good one.
It's not an area code. It's a phone number.
I guess the third set of numbers, isn't that not the area code?
What?
The second set of numbers?
The second set of numbers is the
what's that called?
Other thing.
It's called a phone number, I think.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you,
welcome.
God.
Sweet.
So, Stephanie, what is your ideal party?
What is my ideal party? Well, do you remember the 21st night of September, Tristan?
We don't make Earth, Wind, and Fire references here. I'm sorry.
Well, no, actually, do you remember it? 2 years ago?
Boogie Wonderland?
Mm-hmm.
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 Okay, you guys can't communicate with your eyes. I know you've been dating for a long time.
Do you actually remember it, though? Two years ago, that was a party.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about it? Because I wasn't there.
No.
No.
Well, then.
Moving on. Anyways, no. Yeah, we had a dance-off that night.
Yes, to the song.
Whomst won?
Ooh, who won?
I actually don't think it was ever decided.
I remember a moment when...
I'm going to decide right now it wasn't Tristan.
Mm.
Probably.
Sorry.
It's true.
It's true.
He's a terrible, terrible dancer.
But I think I give... What I don't have in skill, I make up in passion.
Hmm. Yeah.
That applies to a lot of scenarios in your life.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting slandered on air.
Yep.
Hey, Jack.
What's up?
You know what happened after the dance-off, like 1 hour later at that party?
Someone was shot.
No. But someone threw a full propane tank onto a fire.
I was there.
Did anybody get hit by shrapnel?
It didn't explode.
It didn't explode. Someone just threw it on.
I remember running for cover because I thought my life was in danger.
Into a wood. Into a crowded wood. Two roads diverged.
Just one wood?
Oh.
You're welcome.
Robert Frost.
Yeah. I love that guy.
Oh,
he's a good friend of mine.
Frosty, though. When you talk to him, he gives you the cold shoulder.
Both of them. And the rest of his body. He's real frosty.
Yeah. But he also robs you. I don't know. Robert Frost.
Okay.
All right.
So that's your ideal party is a night where you had a dance off with your current boyfriend?
and someone threw a propane tank on the fire.
Also, me and Steph are married. I don't know if I told you that.
Yeah.
Weird, because you don't wear a ring, or is it flesh colored?
Well, I don't wear it for other reasons. Hey.
It's okay. It's
you
open.
Got those big fat fingers.
We have an open relationship.
Yeah.
Is it because you have those big fat fingers?
Yeah, no ring made in humanity can fit over these fingers.
Yeah, well, mainly just your ring finger. It's gigantic.
Just that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like.
The rest
of
them are normal. That it's one, massive.
Yeah, kind of weighs you down sometimes.
Like, he walks and just drags it along.
Yeah, it's really uncomfortable. Multiple. I have elephant man syndrome in my finger.
What's your favorite party?
My favorite party that I've.
No, that you're going to. Tell us a different thing than the one you already told us.
I feel like I'm being.
Then that
no, Jack. How about you?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, actually.
Why this is being treated like a big revelation? would probably be a barbecue.
You would be a barbecue.
I would be a barbecue. It's
at
a
this
Halloween.
Party, yeah.
It's a Halloween party. I'm playing a barbecue.
You're playing. It's like a role.
I'm playing a barbecue. It's in mid-July. It's a function.
July 4th?
No.
That's not mid.
That's not mid-July. Tristan. And I'm playing a barbecue, but it's functional. So I can just walk around eating hot dogs that I grilled. It like extends over my stomach, and I can walk around eating hot dogs that I grill as I walk.
I heard that. You were the first person to get eighth degree burns after wearing that costume.
Mm. No, because this is hypothetical, you idiot. And I just walk around.
Hey, burn.
I walk around eating hot dogs. Nobody else is there, and I'm sitting in my apartment. It's the best party.
So you've attached a barbecue to yourself, and you're walking around your apartment eating hot dogs off yourself.
Yeah, the hot dogs are cold.
Oh.
I'm not saying I barbecue them.
Oh, they're not on.
I'm just wearing a functional barbecue.
Wow, great strength. This guy's pretty strong, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strong because you can be alone.
Oh, that's very strong. That's the strongest type of person mm-hmm. there is. Strongest why don't we go to ourselves? Why don't we go to a little break here, ladies and gentlemen?
Let's go to a quick LB.
A little LB because we're going to drop some LBs, a.k.a. pounds.
We're losing some weight.
We're going to lose some weight this episode.
What are we listening to?
We're going
to
listen to Nick Morgan's song. The song is called If. It's a great little ditty. Listen to him, nickymo.bandcamp.com. Buy his album if you want. You can also buy a physical copy, I think.
He's getting physical copies made up?
Like LPs? Yeah.
No, like CDs. Like he burns a CD. I have one. I'm in the liner notes as well, so look out for that, ladies and gentlemen.
Am I not?
No, of course you're not. Why would you be in the liner notes? Okay, this song is called If.
Bye.
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 Or is it called If? Yes, it is.
I said I care to be impaired by a stare. If I could, if I could, if I saw your smile. If you stayed a while, if you made your stop, if you could, if you could, if I could pick your brain. I'd go insane, I'd feel no pain.
local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
This is all you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Radio Pizza Party. And Tristan left, which is weird. Just me and Steph right now. Oh, what? Who's that?
We'll continue your thing. I'll continue our thing.
So, Steph, who's this new person? Works. What does this new person look like to you?
He's about 3 feet tall.
3 feet tall? What's his skin look like?
I actually can't see his skin because it's really hairy.
It's so hairy.
Yeah, I got a little bit of the hair.
What's, who are you? How'd you get here?
My name is Lenny Hoobastank.
Lenny Hoobastank. Lenny Hoobastank, tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm a vlogger first and foremost.
On what platform?
YouTube generally, but I do a little bit of the other ones like Instagram.
Instagram and?
Twitter. I don't know, man.
MySpace.
Twitter. No Vimeo?
I did do a lot on LimeWire.
LimeWire. When was this?
This was recently. This was last week.
Last week you went on LimeWire.
Yeah.
Nothing on FrostWire, though.
I tried FrostWire. I didn't like the user interface. The people I tried to contact, they did not like what I was trying to do. So,
hey. Why didn't they like it? What was their specific complaints? What were you trying to do?
Well, I was trying to hide my vlogs, name them like, number one song and, you know, One Direction.
Hey,
and,
number one song by One Direction. Okay.
Yeah. I was trying to do that. So then when people download the file, it's my vlog.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
I'm trying to do. You do interviews. You do impressions of your guests. That's how it works, right?
I've never been to. When you ever watch? Hey, lady over here. When you ever saw Johnny Carson do an interview impression in the guy?
Hey, let's not turn this around. I'm interviewing you, and her name's Stefani, by the way.
Yeah.
Hi.
So
Stefani.
Run me through what's a vlog look like?
Well, I'm not. This guy doesn't know what a vlog looks like.
No,
look
like what does one of your vlogs look like?
You keep doing this thing where you're
I'm not. What are you talking about?
You're imitating me like there's
I'm
a
not
fight
imitating
that's kind
you.
Of rude, Jack. Like, rude.
We could take this
there.
Outside. There's plenty of
I'm just going to cut her mic.
Oh, hey.
What?
ladies and gentlemen.
What does one of your vlogs look like?
One of my vlogs look like me holding a camera.
Okay.
On my face going around my day.
What's a regular day in your life?
Well, I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay, that's good. That's the best Albuquerque to live in.
Yeah, so I walk around in Albuquerque.
Is this during the day? I understand it's hot there.
Oh, I can't go out at day. It's too hot there.
But you'd think with the hair, you'd be fine from the sun? Like it would protect you at
you'd
all?
Think that, but it's like wearing a wool coat.
Mm. I've never worn a wool coat.
Well, if you ever wear a wool coat, I'll tell you it's warm.
Oh, that's good. That's why
it's a warm thing to wear. So my vlogs, I put them on FrostWire and LimeWire.
Now, a story's changing. Before it was
well, I tried to do FrostWire.
It was originally just LimeWire. Yeah.
No, I tried to do the FrostWire.
So we've established.
What are you trying to like? Am I on trial here?
Yeah, your name's Lenny.
Hoobastank.
Lenny Motorhead.
Hoobastank.
Okay.
My parents come from the old country.
The old country where?
Oh, you know.
I'm sorry. I should have known.
The older country.
Yeah.
So they come over here and I do my vlogs walking around Albuquerque. Sometimes I get a couple downloads and sometimes, hey, a guy watches it.
How many views do you usually get on a vlog?
Well, it's hard to tell on LimeWire because it's a P2P sort of situation.
P2P. Do you mean P2Poop?
usually, but this time I mean peer to peer.
Okay.
That's what that usually means to me.
And now to other people, what does it usually mean?
Other people, it usually means whatever they want. I don't like to force my opinions on other people.
Of course. Your accent is drastically changing.
It's gone about five times throughout this whole interview here.
What do you
hey?
Do for work there, Lenny?
What do I do for work?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I do for work.
Okay.
What are you doing here?
Tell me. I'm trying to log your different accent changes, so I'm doing an impression of each one. What do you do for work?
I'm a plumber.
A plumber of what?
Of pipes. What else do you plumb?
No, where are the pipes? Are they in skyscrapers?
Underground!
Okay, sir.
Wow.
Sir.
No, you're disrespecting me.
You don't need to get so aggressive.
You're disrespectful.
Where did you grow up?
I come on your radio show.
Did you grow up in Albuquerque?
No, you know where I'm from?
The old country?
Yeah, the old country.
I thought your parents were just in the old country.
Yeah, I was born there, and then I came over here. That's why my accent keeps changing.
Oh.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if I want to be the old country or some of the new country.
Did you... did you...
I make a conscious choice every time I speak. Yes?
Okay, can you do some impressions of other accents?
Okay, give me an accent to do an impression of.
Brooklyn.
I am from Brooklyn.
Albuquerque.
Well, that's just sort of me. That's my voice. I'm from Albuquerque.
Albuquerque?
Albuquerque, yes.
Oh, I love that guy. He's great. Old Albuquerque.
Get a little of this guy on air.
So you grew up in the old country.
Yes.
What was your favorite sport in school?
The number one sport in this country.
Curling?
Curling.
Good to hear. Stefani, do you have any questions for Mr. Albuquerque?
Hoobastank.
Sorry. Hoobastank, comma, Lenny.
Lenny Hoobastank.
Yeah, I've actually never been to Albuquerque before. Mm-hmm. So if there was one thing to do, what would I do?
Oh, boy. So my favorite thing is to get, you know, eggs, right? You've heard of eggs.
I've had one egg in my life.
I've only had mayonnaise.
So that's something else. So you've cooked an egg in a pan right there, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I've been known to.
So what we do in Albuquerque all day, you can't even walk on the sidewalks, is you crack an egg on the sidewalk, watch it cook.
Do you eat it after?
Best case scenario, you eat it.
What's the worst case scenario?
Someone steps on it.
Oh.
Do they then eat it off the bottom of the shoe?
If they're hungry enough.
Mm. Does that happen often?
More often than I'd like it to. It's kind of a sad situation when you see a guy eat an egg off the bottom of his shoe after stepping it in the streets of Albuquerque.
Good to hear.
So that's one thing I should do when I go there next
Crack
time.
An egg on the old sidewalk.
On the old sidewalk. Okay.
Cool.
Cool?
Cool.
Beans. What are you doing here?
You asked me to come on this show. I wanted to...
I did not. You barged in. You threw Tristan out. What are you doing here?
Well, I wanted to promote my vlogs. Lenny's vlogs.
What are your vlogs called?
Lenny's vlogs.
Lenny's vlogs. What did you do in the most recent episode?
So most recently. Sorry, what were you about to say?
You must have been at least traveling to Vancouver.
I was in Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, okay.
And I went and I wanted to get myself a big old pile of prosciutto.
Prosciutto?
Prosciutto.
It was prosciutto.
I want to get myself a big pile of prosciutto. And so I vlogged that. So a lot of it is my political opinions too. So I won't.
What are your
those.
Political opinions?
Jill Stein.
Jill Stein.
I'm a big Jill Stein guy.
Why?
I don't know. Why anything? Why you? Why? What's this shirt you're wearing, buddy?
This is a Radio Pizza Party shirt. This
I didn't get one of those.
Handmade.
So yeah, Lenny's vlogs. You if you go on LimeWire, you look up like any song. Like what's a song? Like girl, what's a song?
Stefani is her name.
Stefani, yeah. I don't care.
Let's go throw it back to September.
So you look up. You want to listen to some Earth, Wind, Fire sort of deals.
Hey, hold on,
hold on,
my guest. We have a call. We have a call coming in.
Ooh, exciting.
I feel like you're inventing me or something.
I'm not inventing you. You're you.
Life imitates
you.
Something.
Exist. Life imitates you.
Do you know what you're
so
doing
bad.
Over here?
Yes, I do. Hello.
You didn't.
Caller?
Click that, and then you want to click that.
You're so knowledgeable.
Hello?
Hello?
Stank?
Oh. Hello.
Hello?
From Albuquerque.
Who is this?
This is your biggest fan.
What's your
my
name?
Biggest fan? Who is this?
Dwayne the Johnson Wheels.
Oh.
Dwayne the Johnson Wheels. I don't know nobody named that except for The Rock Johnson.
I know, but you know what there, Mr. Hoobastank?
What?
What?
When you're cooking an egg on the sidewalk, why would you not put bacon with it?
Mm. Actually, little known fact, bacon doesn't cook on the sidewalk.
Well, no, it does cook is the thing, but the entire of Albuquerque is Jewish, so we don't do any bacon.
Okay, then ham?
Yeah. That's the same thing there, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Johnson.
Okay, I got another question. I know Steph, she mentioned that, like, what can you do? But where exactly is Albuquerque, and what's the average rainfall for the year?
Oh.
That was an in-depth question.
Interesting.
I'm liking them.
Well, the average rainfall is not enough. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
I don't know. I've never been there.
I don't know.
Is it enough?
If you go,
are you right?
Where is it? Somewhere. And it's in New Mexico.
Where in New Mexico?
If you look at a map, it's like the capital. So
would you say southeast corner?
Northeast, maybe?
It could be any of the easts. Maybe it's
west.
It could be in the west corner. I believe that's also called the meadle.
It's
in the southwest corner.
Hey, I'll tell you right now, I don't know, because when I look on a map, I see the star. I don't recognize where it is in New Mexico. I see the capital star. I know where it is.
What do you mean, the star?
I got a question. So, like,
okay,
Mr. people Robinson. Work. It's really hot there.
Yeah,
people
it is.
Work in that, because like I'm up in Fort St. John right now, BC, and we're working.
It's cold there, I hear.
I'm working 12, 13 hours a day.
That's too many hours a day.
Generally cold, but when it gets hot, it's damn hot.
How hot are we talking?
Like, were you burning on the sun, Jack?
How
do you know my
sun?
Name? Me specifically? Does nobody else?
No, Jack burns in the sun.
Yeah, it's that hot, my friend.
Oh,
eggs,
that's scary.
Bacon, and you probably could cook a roast on it.
A roast?
A roast, even.
Yeah.
I love those.
Ooh, 5 hours out in the sun, getting nice and juicy. I like the sounds of that.
We're up north, right? So it's like really close to the sun.
Because
right
the sun's
so much closer.
Because the sun is at the top of the earth, right? That's what I was told.
Yes.
My dad taught me that one.
Oh, papa.
Yeah. Well, your dad was a very wise gentleman.
So I've been told. I never met him.
He was stuck in the old country, raising you.
Back in the old
and
country.
And yet you never met him.
Never met
him. Back in the old country.
Yeah,
and you said you spent some time in the Bronx there, Hoobastank.
I don't know
there?
If I did say that, did I?
I don't think he ever said that.
I think I did an impression of a man in the Bronx. The Bronx.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
I think, Mr. Wheeler, I think this is all the time we have for you today. I'm sorry. We have to let you go.
Bye.
Hey,
bye.
Good to talk to you, Mr. Johnson.
He was a nice man.
What a wonderful man.
Yeah.
Wow, what a great guy. He gave us some insight.
What a guy.
What a guy.
What a guy.
Well, I got to tell you, I got to go make another vlog.
You got to go make another vlog.
What's this one about?
This one's about, I think I'm going to do that thing where I'm driving in my car and I'm just talking about, hey, man, I'll just keep it real here. You know, one of those videos.
I'm keeping
those
it real.
Those are popular.
So you're going to drive and vlog?
Drog. Drvlog is what I do. Drvlog is my general thing.
Can you drog and drive, though?
I have drogged and drived. I've drank and drive, but I'll tell you right now, I'll never thank and drive.
Mm.
That's where the real accidents start from.
Mm. How does that happen?
Well, you start thanking people. You're not paying attention to the road. You're done.
Who are you thanking? Are they people in your car?
Usually
or?
I'm thanking. Passerby? I'm thanking God, and I'm thanking my rabbi because I'm a devout Jewish man.
Okay. Much like the rest of New Mexico.
Like the rest of Albuquerque. So, yeah.
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque. As they say.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go vlog.
You vlog it up, my guy.
All right. Well, it's nice talking to you, Mr. Lammings, and, Mr.
He's walking out.
Lady.
Oh, Mr.
What, ladies and gentlemen? Whoa.
Slam. Wathoom.
Wow, guys. Hey, how's it going?
Hey,
I was in the bathroom.
Would you look at that?
What happened? I saw this weird guy. He kind of gave me this kind of like fight stance when I walked by him then.
He was so ugly.
So
yeah,
horrible.
That's what I noticed.
I don't know what to do about it.
I think I thought, wow, this guy's face is an entire wart, but it was a bunch of tiny warts that looked like one wart.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah,
that was him. That was his deal.
That was a weird situation. So, Jack, now that I'm back, why don't we go to a break? Because I have nothing to say.
Let's go to a quick little break. Yep.
Quick little break.
Quick LB. Let's break it up. Steph, let's you and me talk for a bit. Let's razz.
Okay, what's up?
What's your favorite color?
Purple. You?
I'd say eggs. Are we going to a break?
Eggs is a great color. What
are we listening to?
2 seconds for this advertisement to end.
Okay.
And then
I love advertisements.
Why don't you... We'll go on a break now.
All right, goodbye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy. A watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Yeah. Welcome back to Radio Pizza Party, broadcasting live from 101.99.
We got that was 101.9 CITR, 101.9 CITR FM. Musqueam territory is the unceded ones
of their people.
Of those people. So our topic today has been parties. We had this guy, weird guy, come in. I didn't see him. You guys were talking to him for a while.
Yeah, he was 3 feet tall.
I couldn't
tall
get in. The
hairy.
Door was locked. He was 3 feet tall.
Yeah, he never really brought that up again.
No.
You sort of coaxed it out of him.
Yeah, yeah. It was gross.
I think it was probably maybe like an emotional sort of thing, like Napoleon syndrome.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big fan of Napoleon.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, yeah.
Movie.
Great movie.
So parties is our subject for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
What would be the type of party that you'd be like, oh, hell no. Nah. Stephanie.
Any
no,
kind of
I can't
country
start.
Music.
You start, Jack.
Any kind of country music.
I agree. I second that.
Well, way to copy me. any kind of country music, people shooting other people. People.
That's not a party I want to be.
Stabbing other
of.
People? You're okay
stabbing?
With that, though.
Stabbing? Where are they being stabbed?
Like in the eye.
Brass
in
knuckling?
In the eye? No. As somebody who's visually impaired, I would not be okay with
okay, but
being
just like
stabbing.
Shanking.
You're not visually impaired.
Yes, I have.
I mean,
bad
you have glasses. Is that not what that?
That's,
I feel like visually impaired means a type of blindness. Oh, we're getting a call.
We're getting a call. Who could that be from?
Who could that be from?
Whom's
all right,
could
let's,
it be?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there. How's it going, Mr. Thompson?
Hello.
Are you like me? Are you dissatisfied with the current political system? Do you believe that the political system does not stand up for the people and do what we say?
Are we being called by an infomercial?
Is this an infomercial? I don't know infomercials are doing this.
I'm sorry, Mr. Thompson.
Is this person in a car?
Yeah, I am in a car. I'm currently trying to campaign the trail right now.
Are we on speakerphone?
I hear myself in the background. I think we're on speakerphone.
Hello?
Hello?
I apologize, everybody.
What's so funny? This isn't a comedy show.
My name is Mardi Gras, and I represent
Mardi Gras?
Yeah, Mardi Gras, M-A-R-D-Y, Mardi, G-R-A-W, Gras.
Mardi okay. Gras, interesting.
That's a great name.
That is my name. It was my mother who gave me that name and the father who gave me my last name.
Wow. Have you ever been to New Orleans?
Where, sorry?
New Orleans, or Nollins, as they say?
No, I have not been to New Orleans.
New Orleans? Where have you been?
Where have I been? I tell you, I've been to a lot of different places. My favorite place that I've ever been was Bella Coola. You ever been to Bella Coola before?
No, but I've been to Disney World.
I've never been to Bella Coola. What's in Bella Coola? Stephanie, feel free to ask a question.
Bella Coola is in northwestern, or rather midwestern British Columbia, given BC is such a large, large nation.
BC is a Midwest.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know BC had Nebraska in it.
Yeah, that's
yeah, it is cold, it is dark. It is dank, and you know what it has a lot of?
Wolves. What is that, Mr. Graw?
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
And now, what do you do for work, Mr.
There's a lot of Sasquatch.
Mr. Graw?
I have a couple lines of profession. Right now, I am an amateur bicyclist.
So it's not a profession.
Sasquatch.
Yeah.
It is.
You're an amateur, though.
No, amateur is an amateur. That's the profession.
Exactly. I get paid to be an amateur bicyclist.
No, you're either an amateur or you're a pro.
Wait, are you a professional amateur bicyclist? Like people pay you not to be paid to bike?
Yes. Professional amateur bicyclist.
Thank you for clearing
as
that
well,
up.
as well. I am a retired Sasquatch hunter. Retired. I am a part-time librarian, and I am a law reformer.
Oh,
busy
man.
Starting my own political party.
What's your political party called?
The National Anti-Zoo Integration Party. Because I believe, and I think this is true, that all animals should be free from the confines of the zoo, which man has imposed on them.
That's not that I feel like that's not too controversial.
That's like pretty good.
Yeah.
Our problem with it, though, is that our name, it doesn't really hit very well with the audiences for some reason. I have no idea why.
Yeah,
well,
National Anti-Zoo Segregation Party doesn't sound
integration.
That. Integration. Yeah. See, being against integration really of any kind.
Yeah, I think that's the big issue is your branding. I think you should maybe say animal freedom or animal liberation.
Or anti-integration. That's the problem.
So you don't want animals and humans to...
See, I'm thinking the problem is more of the acronym, the National Anti-Zoo Integration Party. Like, spell that out in your head, co-hosts of mine.
National N... What's the next word?
Animal. Anti
zoo
integration party.
Oh, so yeah. The issue being is that it's called the Nazi party.
Yeah, you're the Nazi party.
I think people just like zoos way too much.
I think people are more. They're more kind to zoos than they are to Nazis.
Yeah, I think you've run into a bit of a branding issue. Stephanie is in business. Maybe you can give them some help here, Steph.
Maybe you could change your name to Zoos. Don't like that party.
Yeah, Steph, what do you think?
I feel it's the acronym, honestly. Marty, are you there? Are you still there?
Oh, Marty McGraw is here, listening in, getting writing down my tips while I drive.
Perfect, perfect. That's very safe. So would you consider rebranding the name, perhaps? Maybe switching the words around?
To what would you change it to?
Maybe let's go party, comma.
Ooh, it's
anti,
like a last name, first name.
Party,
zoo.
Comma, anti. This is already confusing.
Oh yeah, well,
it's like surname, semicolon. First name. Oh,
you got
semicolon.
This. Semicolon. I changed my mind.
Oh no. Carry on.
Yeah. So we have. What do we have? Party, comma. You got that so far?
Party. I thought you said semicolon.
Okay, either or. It's up to you. You gotta have some.
I am lost. I feel like
there's a big difference with how those two things are used.
Okay, so you have the punctuation there, and then maybe just anti zoo.
You could probably just end it there. Party.
Party.
Anti zoo.
There's two parties. People are clear it's a party.
So it's just party, comma, and or semicolon, zoo, party.
Yes.
What?
Party zoo. Wait, party zoo.
Yeah, party, I think.
Yeah.
So
that's it.
Wait, party zoo party?
Yeah, like kind of like, okay, so Animal Party. People love the movie Animal Party.
Exactly.
So I think you can
animal
really.
Animal Party.
You
wait,
can,
what?
What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Animal House?
Animal. Animal
the movie
Party.
You're thinking of is Madagascar.
Oh,
that's
yes.
A real Animal
people
Party.
Love the movie Madagascar because there's an animal party in it. And they leave the zoo. So I think you can definitely capitalize on
Madagascar party.
Madagascar.
I don't know, I kind of liked mine better, Jack.
That was a good one. But.
Party.
Madagascar party.
Yeah. But then I guess you could get Madagascar. People might think you're Madagascarian.
Well, we just can't make up words and throw them into my political
Madagascar
party.
Is a real word.
I mean, you can keep being a Nazi if you want.
Yeah, the Nazi party is problematic, I think we're safe to say.
Oh, I'm not a Nazi party. That's
I know
me.
That.
I
mean, no, we definitely
you,
know that,
we know
Mark,
that
Mr.
you
Graw.
Are not a Nazi. I mean, I'm assuming I don't know much about your political views. But
yeah, wait, let's just... Mr. Graw, are you a Nazi?
Am I a Nazi?
Like, are you a right-wing extremist?
No, I'm not a right-wing
Okay, extremist. Okay, good. Now, Jack, continue. Sorry.
But the fact stands that you are a member of the NAZI party. And that's not good. That's not a good look.
Well, you tell that to my lawyers, sir.
Oh, you're getting sued?
Name?
Did you just accuse you of getting sued?
No, I'm planning on suing you.
Why?
Because... trying to call me a Nazi.
Well, we are like NAZI is there's unequivocally a spelling thing there, right?
Right.
Now, if I saw that on a ballot box, I'd think somebody that votes for that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if we're talking history in the Germany of 1940s or whatever,
yeah,
Nazi was an acronym as well, was it not? Or in a shortening?
NASDAQ. NSDAP. Nazi was never a thing.
Yeah, like that. It was National Socialism or something like that.
You don't know your history.
No,
but you're still. I don't think you should keep your thing. A thing. You should definitely change your acronym to P,
comma
Z.
P semicolon zoo party or yes. Just zoo. Party zoo. Party
you should be the P
zoo party. I like that.
Zoo party. That no, sounds like a this. Fun night out, though.
Party.
Get zoo. Wild.
Yep, buck wild.
Mm.
That sounds like a good time. I'm very excited for that.
It sounds like now, a great time.
Now, so originally I called in because I thought you were Mr. Thomas. I'm currently on the campaign trail trying to further my cause. What exactly have I called into? Because obviously none of you are Mr. Thomas. I must have dialed the wrong phone number.
Mr. Thomas what?
Mr. Thomas is his last name.
Hey, be careful driving, too.
Wait, is it Mr. Thomas or Mr. Tumness?
Mr. Tom, first name Tom, second name Miss.
Okay, you were looking for a man who's half man, half goat. You're going to have to call into another show to find that. I think we're going
we
to
have
let
a,
you
yeah,
go
we have
there.
Our C.S. Lewis up next is the next show, is the C.S. Yeah. Lewis show. So, Mr. Graw, it was wonderful speaking to you. We're going to have to cut you off now because, as far as we're concerned, you're a Nazi.
Yeah. Bye, Mr. Graw.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye, Mr. Graw.
That was...
Wow.
There we go. Okay. Mr. Graw. Also, this song came to mind while we were doing that. Oh, never mind. This is not what I want. It's okay. A song called The Zoo by The Scorpions I was going to play.
Great.
Well, that's fun.
So anyway. Why don't we play a little game of impressions? What do you think of
let's,
that?
Let's impress it up.
Let's impress people with our impressions. I clear my
don't
throat in the song, not in real studio. We can go on together with impression minds.
Impression minds.
And we can build our dreams. With impression minds. Okay, so that was the theme song to Impressions.
Who are we impressing?
I think a good topical impression, Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen. Okay, Steph, you want to go first?
No, she's the guest.
Yeah,
I think
I'm the guest.
Jack, you go first.
I'm banging 7 gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. Winning. There you go. All right, Steph, your turn.
Oh,
that was a great one. Tristan, you go.
That's it. Okay. Hi, I am Charlie Sheen.
Oh.
Winning.
Winning. Winning. Tristan, your go.
I was in Wall Street winning 7 gram rocks.
Okay.
Let's finish.
That's a hard one. That's a hard one.
Yeah. Should we vote? I vote myself.
I vote Jack.
I vote Jack.
Okay. Jack's the unequivocal winner.
Yeah.
Jack.
I am the unequivocal winner.
What's the impression that you picked?
What's the impression that I picked? I'm very, very on the spot. Nardwar.
No, we can't.
Why not?
Doesn't he have a radio show here?
Yeah, we can't.
He does an hour and a half before us.
Hey, it's Nardwar.
We can do Nardwar. We're allowed.
Yeah. He's like a great guy.
All right. Tristan, you start us off with Nardwar.
What? You know this record, Jack. This was the first record you ever bought. Do-do-do-do. Now, Jack.
Okay. Why should somebody care about beach fossils?
Because we're cool.
And that was another extra one of beach fossils.
The name of the beach.
All right.
Great. Okay. I've only seen a few Nardwar episodes, but he's pretty good. Okay,
you don't have to flatter him. Come on, Mike.
Okay.
We get it.
Hello, everybody. This is Nardwar from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, coming at you live from CITR 101.9 FM.
When did he get here?
Sorry, Nardwar just walked in and left.
That was quick.
That was crazy.
All right, I vote Steve.
I vote Steve as well.
Faney.
Stephanie.
Thanks.
And Steph, what's one impression?
What's one impression? Yeah. Honestly, I'd go for, you know, Mardi Gras.
Oh.
He really made an impression on me tonight, so let's do an impression of him.
We've never done an impression of someone that we spoke to on the same episode.
Yeah.
Tristan?
Mardi Gras here. I am not a Nazi, even though I am.
All right. Hey, Mardi Gras here. Is this Mr. Thomas? I just like to say we're rebranding to the zoo.
Staff?
Party.
Nope.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Zoo.
Okay, this is Mardi Gras, and I've love Bella Coola, but I've never been to New Orleans.
Oh, this is actually like
But
like
I should go sometime.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
I vote myself again.
I vote
Steph.
Then you're the tiebreaker.
I can't vote for myself, so I'll vote for Tristan. We'll split it.
Hey, thanks, right, ladies and gentlemen.
Three-way.
We have to all touch hands.
We have to touch tips, everybody. Just
put your hand
tips
in.
All right.
There we
go. All three
now that
tips
we all
on the
touch
radio
fingers, wow, tips. All right, so we're reaching the end of our show. Was there anything else that you guys wanted to make sure was like out there or something? I don't care. I don't even like shows.
I was at a party once.
Cool.
Nice.
Just wanted to say
Noice
that I'm the kind of guy that Noice goes to parties. Just to say that.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. He goes to parties. Steph, have you ever been to a party?
I wear a leather jacket and I stand near a jukebox and go, hey! And I point my fingers.
Beep.
Yeah.
What was that, Steph?
Hmm?
What was that, Steph?
What
you
were
saying
what?
Something before I went, hey! And pointed my fingers.
Sorry, I got distracted.
No, it's not bad. It's, hey!
Hey!
Steph? I don't know. What were you asking?
Have you ever been to a party?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Do you not own a leather jacket?
I don't.
And
I
go,
don't go, hey!
I think, I remember once when I was like younger, I went to a party. I was like kind of, like the first kind of cool party I ever got invited to.
You've been invited to a cool party?
Yeah, so it was the first cool party I ever got invited to. And I was maybe like 15 or 16. And I remember everyone was like, I walked in wearing my leather jacket, pointed at the jukebox and went, hey! And everyone,
how old were you?
I was about, what did I say earlier? 15, 16.
You were 15, 16 years old?
I know, I was 100, 1,615 years old.
Still got that math wrong.
Yeah, what?
Four numbers together? 15, 16, oh, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, we aren't the math show. That comes on maybe on Thursdays, probably.
You're just guessing. I'm sure there's a show about math.
Thing, there's probably a show about math. Hey, if anyone doesn't have a show about, if anyone wants to do a show about math, come on. Hey, let's be real here. Come on down to CITR.
Let's be frank.
Let's be real. Come down to CITR and you can make a show about math. Steph has a show about math, right?
Yeah, I do actually. It's starting up next Thursday.
Coming live from CITR 101.9.
All right, should we choose our...
Oh, we should choose the name of our show.
Mm. Yeah, okay, so we each go around and say a word. I'm going to start it off.
Okay, well, we say a single word. That's the name of the episode.
Yeah, so
one, one single word. Okay, can we like have like 5 seconds to think about it?
Oh, yeah, Jackson will say his first word.
And then you have to start whenever.
From off of him, it's improv.
All right, my word is going to be...
Sticking with the H theme, I'll go, hooba stank.
And I'll say, hot...
All right. Hooba Stank Hot is our name of the episode, everybody.
Thank you
for
listening
to
Radio Pizza Party Broadcasting. Hope you found what you're looking for. Listen to David Love Jones coming up next with African rhythms. And he's going to give you some rhythms from Africa.
From Madagascar, because it's a real word.
Wait, do you not know Madagascar was a real word?
No, Mardi Gras didn't.
African rhythms coming at you live from this show. Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Boop, ticka, boop, boop.
Bound to get down. Ladies and gentlemen, Radio Pizza Party.
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.